This is Mayor Rick Kreisman inviting you to stay tuned to the St. Pete City Hall broadcast from RadioSt.Pete.com. The City Hall broadcast is a podcast designed to give you an informal look inside your city government. Here is your host, Will Kuntz.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the City Hall broadcast. My name is Will Kuntz, host of this here program. My co-hosts have decided to take the day off. They're currently lounging on the beach somewhere in St. Petersburg, enjoying a cocktail with their feet up. No, that's not true. They're busy working today. But no worries, because I have Nina Mahmoudi. Is that how you say your last name?
That was perfect. Nice. Oh, my goodness.
I pride myself in trying to say people's last names correct, because I have a really goofy one. And it's spelled weird.
Yep.
And if you look at it, I'm sure you know where I'm going with this. So the first day of school was always pretty rough for
me. I can empathize with you.
But
I feel you.
You embrace it, and then you move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It makes you tougher.
It does. It really does. Plus, the punches really help, too. So, Nina, you are the director of marketing. Is that correct?
I'm the marketing manager for the city, yes.
Okay. So tell me about your job. What's your day-to-day like?
Well, not to toot my own horn, but I can't think of a more awesome job to have. So basically, I manage a department of in-house creatives here. It's kind of a little interesting to have a full marketing department inside of a city municipality. Typically, cities have, you know, maybe one or two communications people, a director, maybe a public information officer. But we are really lucky here in St. Petersburg to have a full staff of in-house creatives that work on a day-to-day basis to tell the story of St. Pete. So right here in City Hall, we have our own graphic designers, web coordinators, community outreach specialists, marketing coordinators, and then we have an amazing in-house video production staff that not only create all the programming for our St. Pete TV channel, but all of our web-based programming as well. So we're really fortunate here to have a great staff. So it's an exciting time. So basically, we're charged with telling the story of St. Petersburg. And that's a big deal because the city is doing so well, and it's really important to stay on top of, you know, new marketing trends and keep a pulse on what's going on in the community, because we can't really tell our story if we're not utilizing the best tools and we're not, you know, in contact with all the right people so we can find out all the awesome things that they're doing.
So when you say marketing, is it for the approach of bringing tourism here mostly?
So we're not really that focused on tourism. It is kind of, I would say, a byproduct of what we do, or we work on it in a peripheral kind of way. So what we're really focused on, and this is kind of a traditional role that we have, we are focused on informing residents first and foremost about the different programs that are going on in the city. So that would be your ferry service, the pier being made. Last year we launched our recycling program. So all of those kind of public utilities and other innovative public projects that are coming out of City Hall, we need to inform our residents about that. But we really have pushed ourselves in the past couple of years under the direction of Mayor Kreisman, our wonderful Deputy Mayor Kanika Tomlin. They really felt like we actually need to be marketing our city on an external basis as well. So we need to tell the world what's great about St. Petersburg. And how we do that is really with a focus on arts and economic development. Those are kind of the two real marketing focuses that we have. So telling the story of how St. Petersburg is a city of the arts and a great place for art collectors to come and buy art. And as far as economic development goes, talking about all the great industries that are primed for growth here and trying to recruit businesses to come to the area. So we kind of have a dual focus of communicating to our residents, but also communicating to an external audience as well.
How many people do you have on staff in your department?
I think right under 20 people. I could do a count real quick, but I think it's 17 or 18 people we have. And we actually just, we're about to hire a new community outreach person, and we just hired a new web developer. And this is a really great hire that we just made, a new PR specialist. So someone that's going to focus on those external PR efforts. You know, when you see like City makes this top 10 list, you know, someone's out there pushing St. Pete.
Right.
So now we have our own staffer that's going to be working on, you know, getting on us on those kinds of lists and pushing special initiatives that set us apart, you know, nationally and internationally. And then we work really closely with the mayor's office on all of our initiatives, and they provide us great feedback on the projects that we're working on.
So the new thing, obviously, we're doing a digital type of thing here, is bringing this mediums into the digital realm. So using YouTube and the podcasting. I mean, you guys are already on top of the podcasting now, but I noticed I subscribe to the YouTube, but there's not too much going on there. So is there anything in the works to build that up?
Yeah, so I've been with the city for just a little over 2 years now, and probably the thing that I'm most proud of is how far we've been able to come in our television department. So we are really focusing on producing new digital content, web-based content. We've shifted our focus from just programming for a TV station to programming for the web, because we know that's where people are consuming content. And I will tell you, our team is super, super talented. We're really lucky to have the staff that we do. And we're working on a couple new video features that you can not only find on our YouTube channel, but we use it for all of our recruitment kits, and we put it on social media. We send it out to the businesses and different community groups to use as well, so they can help showcase St. Petersburg to all of their constituents. A couple of features that we're working on now, there's a new neighborhood program called Living Local. So we're going neighborhood by neighborhood and telling the story of each of those neighborhoods through the voices of the people that live there.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So we've profiled neighborhoods like West Side, Jungle Prada. We've featured Roser Park in the South Side. Upcoming neighborhoods include Riviera Bay, which is in the North, Pinellas Point, which is also in the South. We're going to be featuring Euclid St. Paul's and Historic Kenwood all by the end of this year. So we're really excited about that program. It's been really well received, and the neighborhoods love it. So that's the kind of original content that we're looking to put out there. We have another really interesting program that we just launched with the mayor and his office called St. Pete in Progress. There's so much development going on in the city. And there's a lot of people telling that story, but a lot of people don't know kind of what the city's involvement in those programs are, or in those development projects are. So St. Pete in Progress is a web-based series which tells the story of the new development projects and kind of what St. Pete's role in those projects are. We just released our first episode last month, and it was about the police department. The next one that we're going to be releasing is about our innovation district, which is, you know, a really great area in St. Petersburg where a lot of innovative scientists, lots of different people are coming together to create new products. So
I'm trying to talk Ben and Kevin into getting a studio so we can do this on camera. And then I'm just going to wear shorts, but I'm going to have a suit top. And then just wear that so I don't have to wear pants. And we'll just have the desk that kind of corners me in there so nobody will know. But it'll look really good.
Well, I don't know if you know this, and maybe I'm giving away a trade secret, but we do have an in-house studio downstairs.
Whoa. Yeah. See that, guys?
I'm sure my TV operations supervisor would be really happy to have a reason to get some new backdrops down there, because right now we just are green screening it.
Oh, see, that's better though. You don't even need the new. It's a new age, a digital age. You can be anywhere. We could be joining Kevin and Ben on the beach and
doing
a podcast the green screen.
We could be doing that.
So hopefully in the future, maybe we'll see what happens with this. But so tell me about the. So I guess part of the marketing thing too is trying to lure businesses here, right?
Right. So like I said, we. Our goal here is to tell the story of St. Petersburg, and while there's a million different stories to tell, we do typically focus on economic development and arts. So we have actually, last year, we launched the city's first ever national advertising campaign, another thing that typically municipalities do not do. We were really fortunate to have a huge investment in our budget from mayor and deputy mayor to launch a full-scale advertising campaign, and part of that included creating a suite of materials. We talked to a lot of business CEOs and film testimonial videos, and now we use them in our business recruitment kits that we send all over the nation, telling our story to different CEOs that we think might, you know, potentially want to come visit St. Pete and eventually relocate here. So that campaign was all about telling our economic development story, and then also our art story. So we're doing similar kind of business recruitment or different materials for the arts sector as well. We're working on right now a mini magazine. So the city of St. Pete is becoming a publisher, if you will.
Cool.
We're working on an art buyer's magazine that we're then going to target to a really sophisticated audience in Northeast United States, people who have an interest in art, who like traveling, and that might potentially be visiting in St. Petersburg, and, you know, lure them in with this beautiful arts buyer's magazine. So a lot of different projects going on, both with economic development and arts under this You Are My Sunshine campaign.
Is that encouraging the purchase of local artists?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's great.
So a few years ago, St. Pete's focus was on just marketing the city as a whole, of the city of the arts. We've got world-class museums. We've got the Dolly, MFA, Chihuly. I mean, these are names that are known internationally. But we also have a really great arts and crafts movement, and we also have a really great makers movement, these people that are making beautiful pottery, glass, clay. And so we want to entice people now not only to come here and experience the art, but to buy art. So, and that's what we're hearing from our artist community. They've said, thanks, you've done a really great job promoting the city as a whole, but now we need your help getting people in our doors and buying the art so that we can sustain this wonderful community that we have in St. Petersburg. So we've shifted our focus to trying to target art buyers. Been a really interesting process and exciting.
So Northeast United States, you're talking like New York, Boston,
mm-hmm.
Philadelphia.
Exactly.
All the big businesses are.
Where right.
People that have money can buy, you know,
right.
some art.
Right,
some
yeah,
art with.
Exactly. And we also recognize that, you know, we're trying to be smart about it too. You know, we have very interesting art. So we want to target people in the, you know, that have economic profiles that would want to buy the kind of art that we have here. We have a very eclectic you know, different types of art. So we don't want to just, you know, target people who are looking for $1 million pieces of art. We want to target people who might be, you know, a beginner's art collector or somebody that likes alternative kinds of art. So we're really trying to focus on all the different mediums that we have available here.
Yeah, I think people would be, because tourists roll through here all the time. They would be interested in these things. I just have a feeling they might not know the extent of what's going on here. I mean, you can say it's an arts town. I think everybody knows that. It's
mm-hmm.
made pretty clear. But there's a lot of little shops that you wouldn't even think to pop into.
Yeah. And I know our arts community, they are working so hard. They, you know, they're really great to work with and collaborate with. But they're also really proactive, which is great. You know, they have set up a second Saturday art walk where you can walk through the different arts districts and see like those antique malls, those glass studios, those, you know, all those, you know, as you mentioned, different mediums of types of art. So you get exposed to not just the Dolly and the Chihuly, which are amazing and must sees, but like you said, you know, go visit the Dolly and then go down the 600 block or to Waterfront Arts District or the Edge District or Warehouse Arts District and experience all the different types of, you know, mediums that we have.
How do you distribute the magazine? How do you know where exactly to pinpoint?
So we're working with an organization that can essentially help us identify those individuals, list brokers, if you will. So we will be distributing that magazine, that art buyer's magazine in the Northeast, but we're also working on a less complicated arts brochure, which we will be distributing regionally throughout Florida, and that will go to different hotels, different AAA offices, and that just gives a quick overview. So that's really designated for like drive markets, like people who might be visiting Clearwater Beach and not think to come to St. Petersburg for a half a day, you know,
right.
shopping experience, or even people in Sarasota as far as Naples. We're going to be targeting them, you know, in communities that we know already kind of have their own little arts and culture scene there, but maybe haven't, you know, done a weekend trip up here to experience, you know, what we have to offer. So we're doing a Northeast thing with the magazine, and then we're doing a, you know, smaller brochure type thing for a regional Florida.
Maybe Miami too would be good for that.
We, you know, it's interesting. you're hearing a lot of fodder comparing, you know, St. Pete and Miami these days, and you know, how St. Pete is kind of what Miami was when, you know, our Basel started happening. I've heard people locally here who have lived in New York or in Miami talk about that, and I've read it in the papers. And so I think that's really interesting and exciting for us to be now in that same conversation with a city like Miami. Mm-hmm, so.
So are these going to be in print and print. Online as well?
Yeah, we can get them on. You can get them online. Our website is obviously stpete.org, and we have a whole arts and culture section on the website. A lot of exciting projects happening there.
So this is going to be like quarterly, monthly?
We're going to be doing this. The distribution will happen, I would say, over the next 3 months. We haven't exactly figured out those details. We're in final stages of production. But we will be sure to let everybody know when those are done and make sure, you know, all of our local stakeholders have a chance to see them before they go out into the universe. And
but what I meant was they're going to come out with a new edition every month. Or
that would be
quarter.
The hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to have, like, articles written as well. You're going to hire writers.
And exactly. Yeah. So that's a great point with our mini magazine that we're doing for the art buyers. We didn't want to just write our own content. That might seem kind of not really authentic. So we actually hired, former curators and art, you know, aficionados who are people that are reputable in this industry to come and do their own tour of our art scene and write their own editorial on their experiences. And so those will be included in the magazine that we distribute as well.
I would think even some of the artists around here would like to get down on that and write, you know, just talk about their work even.
Yeah. I believe we will have one or two that are writing in there, and we're definitely be doing a lot of artist profiles in there. But we try to work with our local artists as much as possible, not just on these projects, but on really any creative project we can work on. A really good example is Mayor wanted some kind of cool gift that he could give to dignitaries. This is like a very common thing. You meet another mayor, they give you a little symbol of their community. And our mayor said, you know what, I want really something that's authentic to St. Pete and also tells our story of the arts. So we worked with local artist Chad Mize.
Sure.
And he created a really cool wooden box, small enough to travel with, that has a picture of St. Pete on it and our Pelican logo. And with a beautiful poet from our St. Petersburg Poet Laureate.
I think
that's how you say it. She created this special poem for the back of Mayor's gift, and so it's just a great example of, you know, trying to incorporate and support our artists in everything that we do. So and then another project which we just did with a local artist happened to be Chad Mize as well. We Shine Mural Festival just happened. It's an amazing mural festival, a world-class mural festival, really, bringing in talent from international talent. We had a Cuban artist, I think an artist from Peru. We've had some really great muralists come here. Well, we decided we want to do our own mural as well. So we worked with Chad Mize and the Gibbs High School PCCA students, the art students. We had them create murals which defined what shines about St. Pete for them. So a visual image of what shines in St. Pete. And they each did their own murals along the Pinellas Trail by Vertical Ventures. So we had about 10 students' artwork and then probably another 10 or 20 students that just came out to support and help. And they worked with 10 local artists, muralists, to basically create a total of 52 murals along the Pinellas Trail on these concrete barriers. Whenever we can market and include our artists and our marketing efforts, we really definitely try to.
What's the magazine going to be called?
TBD. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah. No, I don't. I'll think about it.
You'll have to get back to me on that.
Yeah, I will. I really will.
We should have something jazzy that catches their attention.
As you can tell by the City Hall broadcast, we put a lot of thought into that. So, you know, maybe I could come up with something a little better.
You would be surprised how many projects I've worked on where hours are spent on coming up with creative names.
It's hard.
Multiple logos. And at the end of the day, you always go back to just say what it is.
Yeah.
So
well, sometimes that's more direct because if it's got this goofy title, mm-hmm. you know, you got to know what it is in the
right.
title.
Right.
Otherwise, it's a mess. It's
yeah.
chaos.
Yeah. So I'm good with City Hall Broadcast. I think it works.
I think it's straightforward. Yeah. Are we going to do the website? Did we figure that out?
I think it's done. I worked
oh,
with
really?
Joe this week.
Oh,
and,
cool.
I don't know exactly when it's launching, but I know that. He sent me an email about it, so I think we're pretty close to...
Is it going to be linked to the stpete.org page, or is it going to be its own entity?
We can do whatever there? We want with the website, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Technologies.
I know. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. What about... Because I noticed that they put out the Sunblast, too, right?
Yeah.
The podcast, I think, should be included in the Sunblast.
You're just getting this all on record so you can get it in everywhere.
Yeah.
No,
I know. Think, nothing gets done.
If Ben Kirby was here, you could talk to him about that because he actually writes the Sunblast. But I'll make a note of that and see
all
if
right,
we can get it in there.
I'll talk to Ben, see
yeah.
what we can come up with. So we got, what else do we have, Nina? We got a renewed focus on external public relations. That
yeah.
seems broad. Tell me about
Well, I think I kind of mentioned it just, you know, we're trying to think like a big city. So... In, you know, previous years, we really were focused on just talking to our local residents. And they are absolutely our main constituents and our priority is them. But we feel like we need to tell St. Petersburg's story on a larger platform. And so we've invested the resources in the form of a new staff person who's going to be working solely on communicating what's great about St. Pete to an external audience. And that's just, you know... I think it shows, you know, how much our mayor thinks of our city. He really believes in getting the word out about St. Petersburg and that we have a unique story to tell. So that's been really exciting to get someone new in here and working on those types of things. You know, communications are so important because I feel like I was born and raised in St. Petersburg. I went through all the public schools, started out at Childs Park Elementary and then went to Southside and then, you know, finally St. Pete High. And so I can't say enough great things about this city. But before I worked for the city, I really didn't know. I knew about all the great things that were happening, you know, community wide, but I really didn't know what the city's role in those projects were. So, the better equipped our staff is to do their jobs, the better we can help people understand the connection between, you know, all the great things that are happening in the city and then what your government is doing for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important because people should know, you know, we're working really hard to make sure that all of these things that you love about St. Petersburg are, you know, are here for you and that they're, you know, working the right way. So...
Yeah, it is a special place because I grew up in Largo, which is 20 minutes north. Mm-hmm. It's not that far away. But here, I live in the old Northeast. I can walk downtown. In Largo, you live on a road, and then at the end of your road, there's another road that's heavily with cars. So you can't really walk anywhere, do anything. But here, there's just a more sense of community here.
Right. I like to say that we are have a big city mentality when it comes to the progress that we're trying to make and the policies that we have in place, but we also kind of have a small community feel. And what I mean by that is that there's a lot of opportunity here. You know, everybody knows everybody, and if you don't, it's very easy to figure out who you need to be talking to. A new CEO coming from Austin who's running a Fortune 500 company can be sitting at the table with a small business owner who just started, you know, his business a week ago, and they have equal, you know, they're sitting at the same table. That doesn't happen everywhere. So there's a lot of connectivity and a lot of opportunity that comes from that connectivity. And even just being a walkable city, I mean, you run into people more often.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to say that even if you don't know somebody directly, you know of them, it mm-hmm. seems like. And I don't know if that's part of just because there's a lot of creatives and makers here. So, you know, your friend knows this person, so you mm-hmm. kind of indirectly know them. But, yeah, it's just kind of a cool thing. It really builds that community.
We have a lot of community activists, and I think that's important because they help shape – you know, the future of St. Petersburg. And That's really another thing I have really enjoyed about the city is, you know, how many stakeholders and how open the city is to having stakeholders involved in every project and every stage of the project. You know, we really want to hear what people think. And so we work really hard. That's the main role of the marketing department's community outreach staffer. Her job is quite literally to be in the community working with different business districts or different community organizations to say, what's going on? How can we help you? How can we, you know, help market your event or promote this or that? And what also, by the way, what do you have that's going on that's new and cool that you feel like we can help you tell on a larger platform? So we want to be engaged with as many groups as we can.
Yeah, and people just take pride in this too. That's one of the things when I started doing my podcast thing is I wanted to tell the story of people around here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of just blossomed, and I've kind of really just like, yeah, I want to be a part of this city, and I've never really felt that way before.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. So anything else? I mean, I guess that's pretty much it, unless you got anything.
So, yeah, I, you know, I guess the last thing is that, you know, we really want to engage with people, and we've worked really hard to, you know, set up some good social media channels. That's a great way to interact with the city, and we try to be as responsive as we can on all of the different channels. And we also try to use our channels to showcase different businesses and different individuals doing cool things in the city. So try to connect with us. You know, we have a Facebook page that's City of St. Petersburg. We have a Twitter page that's at St. Pete, Florida. We have an Instagram page that's St. Pete _FL. We have our website, obviously, is stpete.org, and we always feature new news stories on there. And then, of course, our YouTube channel, which, you know, a lot of our videos are placed on there, and that's St. Pete TV. So engage with us as much as possible, and anybody that has a great creative idea out there, feel free to send it to me.
Cool. Do you want to give out your email address, or you don't have to? There's probably a contact
form. You can call our offices, 893... what's my number? Oh my gosh. 893-7465.
Just give out a random one.
Say no to the email because my last name's hard to spell.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. But there's a contact page, right, on the website.
There is, yeah. Yes. Another thing that, you know, we definitely want to hear about is events that are happening in the community. And you can go to our events website and submit your event to be put on our event calendar. But you can also always email marketing@stpete.org with any ideas that you have as well. So I check that daily.
Cool. Right on. Nina, thank you very much for coming.
Thanks, Will. Thanks for loving St. Petersburg.
I do. I love it. And you're welcome. make sure you follow the Radio St. Pete Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio St. Pete. Also on Twitter at Radio St. Pete, STPETE. Nothing fancy. And then you can follow my page, facebook.com/HMB Radio. You got my show, The Homemade Broadcast, on there, and my mom's favorite podcast with James Bailey. And it is my mom's favorite podcast, which is really sad. So check it out. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back in 2 weeks. I love you very much. Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to Radio St. Pete's City Hall Broadcast, an informal look inside your city government. This is Mayor Rick Kreisman inviting you to join us next time for the City Hall Broadcast.